And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of May, 2016. It was on this date in 1960 the Food and Drug Administration approved the drug Enovid for use as a birth control pill, been developed by the biochemist Gregory Pincus, gynecologist John Rock, funding from Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. It was effective, but it came with side effects, including blood clots, because the dosage, it turned out, was 10 times stronger than it needed to be. But by the 1980s, a lower dose formula was in use. It's the birthday of J.M. Barrie, 1860, Angus, Scotland, the creator of Peter Pan, the boy who does not want to grow up, which started out as stories he told to the children of friends of his, a character based in part on Barrie's brother, who died in a skating accident when Barrie was 6 years old. Peter Pan first shows up in a story in 1902. A baby who falls out of his carriage is taken by fairies to Neverland, where he learns to fly. He expanded the story of Peter Pan into the play Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, 1904, actors in harnesses flying around stage. In the play and in the later novel Peter and Wendy, Peter Pan teaches the children, the darling children, to fly using a combination of lovely, wonderful thoughts and fairy dust. When J.M. Barrie died, he left the copyright to the Peter Pan works to the Great Ormond Street Hospital, which still benefits to this day. And it's the birthday of the poet Charles Simic, born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938, lived his early life in the tumult of World War II, then in Paris in a little hotel room with his mother, then in New York and then Chicago. Simic was 16 when he got to Chicago. He said, "I was just another high school kid who wrote poems in order to impress girls, and only in English." He said no American girl was likely to fall for a guy who reads her love poems in Serbian as they sip their cokes. He had no money for college, so he moved to New York, worked as a parcel packer, house painter, payroll clerk, while he was taking classes at night and writing poetry. His first book, What the Grass Saw, got good reviews, 1967, made his name. One critic said his poems were like tightly constructed Chinese puzzle boxes. Simic teaches at the University of New Hampshire, written more than 60 books of poetry, nonfiction, including Somewhere Among Us, A Stone is Taking Notes. Charles Simic says, "My fantasy goes like this. A reader in a bookstore, browsing in the poetry section, they pull out a book, read a few poems, then they put the book back. 2 days later, they sit up in bed at 4 o'clock in the morning thinking, 'I want to read that poem again. Where's that poem? I've got to get that book.'" Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic, Country Fair. If you didn't see the six-legged dog, it doesn't matter. We did, and he mostly lay in the corner. As for the extra legs, one got used to them quickly and thought of other things, like what a cold, dark night to be out at the fair. Then the keeper threw a stick, and the dog went after it on 4 legs, the other 2 flapping behind, which made one girl shriek with laughter. She was drunk, and so was the man who kept kissing her neck. The dog got the stick and looked back at us, and that was the whole show. Country Fair by Charles Simic from Hotel Insomnia, published by Harcourt Brace and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.